Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation. What a wonderful conversation we're having, folks. Welcome, welcome. Hope you're all having a great evening. This week on The Conversation with Kyle, my thoughts on women getting to use men's restrooms and locker rooms and vice versa. Also, Congress passed a bill that's going to allow people to sue Saudi Arabia over 9/11. But Obama's expected to veto the bill, but I want to see how you're going to get money out of Saudi Arabia. My thoughts on that issue. Also, more cases shut down these people that try to bring more laws to the gun instead of more freedom with guns. A Milwaukee school has $471,000 allocated to the Black Lives Matter movement. It's not what it means. It's a typo, whatever. They all get into what they say it's really for, whether you believe them or not. I love that D.C. court that struck down those laws for the guns. It's great. Also, I want to get into a nunchuck knife debate on eBay. Well, something that I've talked about that Glenn Beck said that I kind of said too. I believed we'd have universal health care in America, but it was going to be Hillary Clinton that passed it, not Barack Obama. Everyone's talking about Hillary. Trump now in a poll can beat Hillary. Really? Buy that, because I think Sanders is going to, in the end, get the nomination. Whoever thought Barack Obama was going to get the nomination, it was all about Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. She didn't get it. And everyone's about Hillary now, and I think Sanders in the end will have it. And speaking of colleges, one of his colleges is actually going under, that his wife was the president of for many years. Burlington College in Vermont, which I've lived in Vermont. I'll get into that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Proverbs 15:1. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. It's the encouraging word of the day. Welcome to what will be an amazing conversation, folks. It always is amazing on this program because we all give it to God and he takes over. That's all that can happen. This is, because I brought this up on my Facebook, and one of my friends at work about pissed his pants when he saw my post, because it was a thing about how now a school can lose federal funding if they do not allow people who believe they're the opposite sex of what they're born to use the bathroom. So if you're born and you've got breast and you've got female anatomy down below and you think you're a man, you have the legal right to use the men's locker rooms and vice versa. And I'm like, if they had that when I was in school, I'd have been like, yep, I'm transgender. That's me. Woohoo! That way I can sit there and I can use the women's locker room and I can see all the girls that I had crushes on, like the two or three, naked. I wouldn't have to imagine anymore. It's kind of like if you ever saw that South Park where Cartman says he has Tourette's and he pretends he does so that he can get away with saying whatever he wants. Once the kids figured out, a teacher, he's not transgender. He just wants to see his female classmates naked. And, of course, the teacher would be like, now, who would want to see that? This guy is confused in the head. He doesn't know whether he's a man or a woman. We need to show compassion towards him. You know, who would have thought that Eric Cartman would fake Tourette's just so he could say whatever he wanted about anyone and get away with it? But that's, I would have done it. Yep, I'm transgender. Yep. Jennifer? Oh, I can't. A girl I went to school with, you know, tons of Jennifers and Shannons and, you know, but just in, I mean, like, that would not, like, that was back in the 80s, like 86, 87. Imagine what would go on now. There's already been stories of people that have, girls that have been followed by creepers into the bathroom. You know, 3 years ago, you would have been prosecuted if you were a man trying to go into the women's restroom. Now, if you try to stop them, you can get in trouble. I don't know. I forget where it was, but there was a Home Depot. I think it's in New York, where a lady has a America Was Never Great hat.
Yeah, it was.
And they, when people have called to complain about that she's allowed to wear this hat, they, I guess, the response was like, well, how do we get this voted on? How do we, you know, how do we hush it up? Not, well, she's allowed to wear that. I'm glad I don't shop at Home Depot. Because there was a guy, if you remember, about a year and a half ago that had a In God We Trust button on his pin. And they told him, you got to take that button off his vest. And he goes, well, then, because that might offend someone. He goes, well, then, if that offends somebody, then how can we, then how can they be shopping here? Because they can't use the money, because it's on the money, it's on the currency. Ridiculous. You know, pretty soon I'm going to get in trouble for offending myself. I don't get it. You know, one thing positive about a lot of this is every time there's another school, let me see if I can bring up the article, there's another school where they've tried, and there's been a couple schools recently where they've, no American flags can be in the parking lot. It might offend somebody. And the response is like, okay, everyone, and there's like 50 people come with American flags attached to their car and truck and whatever. I'm like, thank you. I want to hear someone's actual response. You're going to offend someone. Well, then what? Okay, if I'm going to offend someone with the American flag, what are they doing in my country? If I'm offended by the French flag, the first question they should be asking me is, well, then what are you doing in Nice, France? What are you doing in Nice, France? So what do you mean in Nice, France? Well, you're offended by the French flag. What are you doing here?
They wouldn't
stand for it. They would throw your butt out of the country so fast. Oh, but we have to be respectful of people that are offended by our country. They're offended by our country and our religions and our everything. So we have to be sensitive. We're going to have sensitivity training so we can learn to deal with all these people that don't like our country but are allowed to live here. It's like all these anti-Trump Mexicans that are waving the Mexican flag. It's not like they're waving the American flag saying, freedom, freedom. Trump is a racist because he wants to make sure that if you're in this country, you're here legally so that we don't have illegals coming into this country and bombing us. And notice I said illegals. I didn't say Mexican. I didn't say it could have been Israelis. It could be anybody. It doesn't matter. If you go on the other side of Mexico, guess what? There's a wall between the countries. Oh, but between America, we can't have one. This is how I put it. No matter who becomes president, I'm not going anywhere. This is my country. I'm here to try to make it better, make it the way our founders wanted it. Why don't the Mexicans try to go down and make their country better and stand up? No, they come here. It's a corrupt government. Oh, well, like ours isn't? I mean, seriously, folks. Wake up. Think. It's still legal. Use Your Brain. It's a new app. That's right, folks. On the iPhone, it's a new app. Look up Brain. You know, if people use the Bible like they use their iPhone, let me tell you, this world would be a lot better place.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, but, you know. And I think this technology is dumbing people down because they don't think. It's amazing, some of these people that are so used to texting all the time and typing that they don't know how to write. And it's horrible. Like, no offense, but I write out my show every day. I write it out. I don't type it out. I get a piece of paper and a pen, and I write it out. Mainly because I had a tree mulcher incident and about lost my thumb, and I had to learn how to, because they reattached it, and it's not 100% perfect, but kind of bent a little bit, but I had to learn to rewrite and everything, okay? You may never have use of your right hand. I had to learn how to brush my teeth left-handed and write left-handed and do all this stuff, and you'd be in there, and it's like, Bill and Jill likes that. You throw the pen down because you couldn't. You're having a hard time writing, and you're frustrated because you're just so used to, you know, this is 97, and I just get frustrated. And then when the therapist is like, well, you might never be able to use your right hand again, you're going to have to learn. You know? And then they're like, if you didn't, like, you try to get away without doing an exercise or something, I can tell you didn't do your exercises, did you? No, no, therapist, no, I didn't. And you would see, and then she'd have to do twice as much, and some of the stuff, there's scar tissue had to break up, and it, I mean, it's almost like, okay, where's my morphine? I gotta have this, because it hurts so bad to break up the scar tissue and whole hatness. Like, but
should have done your exercise.
That's what my therapist said, and I just, because it hurt to do it. But if you don't do it, then it gets worse, and then, but anymore, because of that, I like when I putt a lot, like at a putt-putt golf course, I putt left, like a lefty would, even though I'm a right-handed person. I do some things left-handed just because everyone, like, well, especially if I'm on a big chalkboard, I'll just start writing left-handed. You know, but I take for granted, I guess, that I might not have been able to have the ability to write. So that's why I write when I can. It's just something that I, you know, and pretty soon you're just going to think and it's just going to type whatever you think. And that will be scary. But I could see that happening. I really could, you know. There's a Milwaukee school, I want to get into this. A Milwaukee school where 471,000 was allocated for the Black Lives Matter movement. Dun, dun, dun. But when they get into, oh, well, that's really, well, what's really going on is that's about, what did they say here? It is about proposed training and curriculum departments is what that was related to. And it was to focus on racial disparities and inequalities in education that must be addressed. And talking about how it's going to go help to fund both the staff and the curriculum that is being developed and all this stuff. And it's about, you know, education and history and stuff. It's just ridiculous. That's what they claim, you know, but it's supposed to be about, like, cultural studies curriculum, and I think it's, let's push Black Lives culture, you know, because isn't it interesting how they're having a new series of I think it's episodes of Roots. You know, they got to bring up slavery again. You know, not that I'm negative or against that or anything, but it just seems really convenient timing, you know, that all these, well, all my ancestors were slaves, so I'm owed something. Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to, why am I not owed something because my ancestors were slaves to the coal mining industry? And you lived in a house that the coal company owned. You got currency that was only good for a company store. You couldn't use it anywhere else. So it's not like you could take the money you're earning and leave and go somewhere else. Because how can you? There's no, the currency is null and void. Because it wasn't real currency. But, you know, what do I know? I mean, I just love how, well, at least they have an explanation. But then, you know, I would love to, I'm going to actually try to follow up on that and see what transpires of that. If they can actually follow the money and see where it actually really goes. Because if it really went, I mean, in a way, it kind of is funding like a Black Lives Matter movement because it's funding like cultural diversity type historical education is kind of the vibe I got from the articles I've read about it. But, anywho, that's just crazy. It's a typo. Why don't you put in what it really mean, what it really is? I think they did. They're just trying to spin it to, you know, we want to make sure that kids get a real education on the histories and how, you know, like I told my wife before the show, I said, I'm going to go upstairs and I said, I'll come down when white privilege is a real thing. There's a thing called Michael Jackson privilege, Michael Jordan privilege. They busted their butts to get where they were. Michael Jordan didn't get where he was by just sitting on his tushy. No, he was up every morning practicing. You don't think Stephen Curry is doing what he's doing because he just sits around? No, he's there because he's shooting, excuse me, the ball every day. Practicing, shooting hoops. You don't get that. Very few people are as gifted as he is naturally that don't have to practice or do anything. Very few pitchers are like Randy Johnson or, you know, or Justin Verlander naturally, you know, with on their own. Most of the people that good get there because they practice. But I love this. I love this. There is, as I move on, there's a D.C. court that has struck down more tries to make gun laws more strict. It's just great. I think it's incredible because what they were doing is, I guess they were, you had to answer questions, you know, like, well, why do you need this gun? And what are the reasons for needing to bear arms and all this? You know, you have to have, you have to show a good reason to fear injury or other proper reason to carry the weapon. And they could say, well, we don't think the reasons why you want to have this gun are justified enough, so we're not going to give you the permit. And that's been struck down. Remember, folks, when Reagan was almost killed, when he was shot at, he advocated for more guns, not less. Yes, he is. Because look at how it's 100 times more strict the gun laws are in Paris, and look at what happened. It just goes to shut down any type of, if anyone, because some person, because I've had people talk to me that, oh, we need to have sensible gun laws. I'm like, well, look at Paris. Paris is, You can't even carry a gun in Paris. It's illegal. And guess, look what happened. So you're going to tell me that any gun law is going to stop a crime? Okay, all gun laws are going to do is make guns more plentiful. All the war on pot did was make it more huge. Why don't we have a war on farmers markets? Why don't we have a war on the government and get rid of them? Oh, that'd probably make them bigger. Well, since you were fighting against the government, we need to make it bigger and stronger. It's just, I don't know. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, 38 minutes, and I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I'm just grateful to have all my listeners out there, and, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous, some of the stuff that goes on in this world. It's an America I don't recognize. It is. Well, I don't know if it will ever be what I grew up in, you know. I never thought I'd see a country where you could offend someone. If I'm going to offend someone with a Born in the USA t-shirt, why is he even here? I need to call one of these principals and say, okay, you want to ban the American flag? If it's going to offend someone, then why are they even in this country? I could see if it was a flashing light and they have epilepsy or something. But, you know, anywho, it's kind of like going into my next story. Yeah, I got a pair of, I was in Italy in 2001, about a month before September 11th, and I bought some nunchucks. I'm like, nunchucks, why not? It was this little, like, store, had all kinds of stuff. I'm like, those nunchucks look cool. And I think I paid the equivalent of like, was it like $9 for them? I'm like, that's cool. They're wooden and they're the real deal, man. When you screw up and hit yourself or I've hit my funny bones and stuff, yeah, it's no fun. But anywho, I tried to put them on eBay to sell them. I got a thing saying that they were taken off because that is considered a weapon. How'd you figure what? I can't sell nunchucks because they're considered a weapon? And what did I just buy my wife about a month and a half ago or so? A red, her favorite color, knife. And she has cut herself on it. But I would assume a knife is a weapon. Oh, but I guess they're legal to buy on eBay and sell. I guess I can probably get a samurai sword and I'd have no problems with it, but nunchucks, unless maybe they've changed the ruling since, I don't know. I'm just saying. But there was a video one time I saw on YouTube where a guy had all these videos. He had a bunch of videos, and one of them was like, okay, you cannot, in England, it's illegal to have a Chinese star. But he showed these miniature, like, saw blades that you could hold in your hand and throw like a Chinese, but that's legal. And he showed, like, all these different things where this is technically illegal, but this is something that's almost identical to it, but it's legal. And it was just hilarious, all these things that he came up with. It was. But I just thought, you know, that's how this world's going, you know. And like I said, you know, Glenn Beck and me and a couple other people were always like, you know what, folks? I always believed we'd have universal health care, but I thought it'd be Hillary Clinton. No, I never would have thought in a million years Barack Obama would have been president. This new Fox poll has Trump beating Hillary. What does it have him doing against Sanders? Because I really believe Sanders is going to get the I'll get a monster out of it too. Because I bet Malcolm Brooks one time that he thought Hillary Clinton's going to get the nomination. She's going to be president. I'm like, she ain't even going to get the nomination because she's going to be behind bars. But I don't know if it's going to be for that, but I think Bernie Sanders will take the nomination. I hope not, because he has a legion of fans that somehow think that socialism is so great. I mean, if socialism is so good, I have friends that support them. I'm like, how in the heck can you support somebody that wants to take your money and give it to someone else? Yes, Burlington, Vermont, Burlington College, where it was a college that Bernie Sanders ran. She was the president for many years. It is being forced to close amidst mounting debts. Surprise! A Bernie Sanders run college for several years by his wife under his policies. And they're closing because of mounting debt. But he's going to do that to every college. But then also they moved it to a very waterfront, pristine location and all this stuff and did some, you know, but still. Bernie Sanders. I trust him about as much as I do the new KFC Colonel Sanders. I don't trust either of them. Yeah, see, I got a brain and I use it. I just got to update the new brain app. Yeah, folks. On the conversation, I don't care what you believe or what you support. If you support Bernie Sanders, great. Think for yourself, though. Think about it. Bernie Sanders wants to do what just happened to Greece. And I'm sure by now you've all heard this about the Egypt flight that went from Paris to Egypt that went down and disappeared. Well, Egyptian authorities believe more than anything that the cause is related to terrorism more than a malfunction. They don't know for sure, but they believe in their hearts that it was an act of terror that took that plane down. It wasn't malfunction. If they're wrong, they're wrong. But of course, Barack Obama would say, well, you know, we still have to wait till all the facts come in, and 6 months later, when they prove it's one way or the other, he would still say that. Unless they could definitively prove that it was no way in shape or form, even if it was terrorism involvement, he would still deny it. You know, Egypt is coming out, yeah, we believe it's terrorism that caused this. That's what we believe. We're going to wait till all the findings come back, and if they have enough of the plane that they can determine what happened, but they believe terrorism is the number one. That's what they're taking, their number one viewpoint. They believe, number one, it was terrorism. They don't have all the facts in, but they're not going to hem-haw around and say, we believe it's terrorism, and until we're told, sort of like America used to be, where you're innocent until proven guilty. You know, they're like, hey, we believe it's terrorism, and until we get proof otherwise, that's what we're going to say it was and is. Kudos to them. At least they know they can, at least their country, they can call it what it is. And then if it's wrong, they say, hey, we're sorry. You know? Just about 30 minutes left in the program, and thank you all again so much for tuning in. It's just amazing, you know. It's just to see some of these people and what they think and what they believe. It's just nuts, you know. But it's nice to see when they try to make more laws against guns, how they get shot down, and when schools try to ban flags. Okay, we're going to make 50 flags. We're going to, you know, we're just, Yep, I'm gonna have my car spray painted like an American flag. That way they can't ban, well, they can ban my car. I just think it's great, you know. I just, you know, to see, and that's what we want to see, more of this, you know. I don't care if you're a liberal, you should be at least going, wait a minute here, that's the American flag. Why are they staying here if they're offended? But they don't think like that. Oh, you want to send that illegal back home? Why don't you go back home? 'Cause you know. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. The America, and I do see positive signs. I do see people waking up. I do see it's great that when they have issues with the American flag, well, we're going to ban the American flag. Well, great. And they have the American flag. Well, it's going to offend someone, so we can't have it in the parking lot. Well, it's nice to see. People having a hair up their butt. You know, it's nice to see people come together and say, hey, we're Americans. We're going to put 50 million flags out there. I think it's just because they're in school and they just want to tee off the people. I'm game with that. Whatever happened to the America that kicked ass and asked questions later? Okay, these 10 people ran into this bank yelling Allah Akbar and started shooting everybody. But we don't really know if it's an act of terror. Well, ISIS is claiming responsibility for this. Well, yeah, I mean, we can't really jump to conclusions now. We don't have all the facts in. You know what? I don't get this country. I don't, you know. I don't get it. But then we're the same country that was in 1982 saying, just say no to drugs. And what were they doing to five or six people in the secret program, giving them the very thing that they were telling us not to use? You know, it's the double standard, lamestream media that they're attacking Trump. They're attacking Trump. I mean, they're slitting their own throats. It's only going to be a matter of time before they get it too. You know? It's only a matter of time before the government comes after something that a liberal holds dear. You know, it's crazy. It just is, you know. But hey, we got to go after Trump. He's evil. Trump is evil. Can you believe that? Trump is evil. He's racist because he wants to have good old fashioned wall. You know, God forbid we want to keep out people that have not made it here legally and gone through the process and done the papers. I must hate Mexicans because I think having some sort of border security. So if I want to have some sort of border security on the Canadian side, what is it, you know? If you're going to come in here legally. Seriously, folks, it's ridiculous. You have to be racist because you support Trump and he wants to put up a wall because he hates Mexicans when that has nothing to do with anything. I mean, what does keeping people that are illegal out have to do with Mexicans? Okay, if an ISIS member from Syria comes here wanting to chop your head off and he's illegal. I'm just saying. But, you know, Just ridiculous. Like I've said in the past, you know, all these people want to talk about, we need to have more gun laws. I'd love to ask Hillary Clinton that question. Say, so when you talk about gun control and gun laws, are you talking about taking them out of the hands of the Secret Service and all the military and all the police? And, you know, because if you're wanting to, because, I mean, that's what I'm for that, you know. If we're going to ban guns, make sure there's not one gun for anybody. You know, it's just nuts. It's nuts. And then I guess there's infighting even in the Democrats, because I guess Sanders, I guess Clinton put out a thing that said that refers to herself as the Democratic nominee, and Sanders' campaign went off and said, "Hey, I'm still in this race." You know, it's just amazing to see, you know, the left infighting. That's what we need. We need the left to infight and have Trump just gather momentum. But the problem you have also is, because I've met several people who, like, I was watching Fox News the other day, and they had these Republicans that were basically no joke. Like, if Trump's not there, like, if Trump's the nominee, ends up being the complete nominee, they won't vote. And I'm like, I've always kind of joked about this. I'm like, I always wished that they had a thing on the ballot for none of the above. I'd love to see how many people would honestly, truly say, I don't want any of them. But the most of the people that would probably do that would be the GOP side, the right side, and then, you know, hey, well, while they do that, we'll just all vote for Bernie Sanders and we'll get him elected. You know, I'd say, well, yeah, I'm picking Trump because he's the best of the worst, but I really, if I, you know, I don't want to pick any of them, you know, and see what happens. You know, and see how many liberals would actually, if you need to see a poll, how many would not vote for either of the three? You know, Trump, Sanders, or Clinton. But then I'm sure those would, like, when it came to the actual election, and well, crap, you know, I'm a Democrat, I got to keep a Democrat in there at all costs. It wouldn't, you know. So I think if it came down to it, it'd be one of those, well, like in ninth, it's like when Ross Perot got into the whole mix. I think he's the reason, in my opinion, why Clinton got elected, because a lot of these GOP people said, "Hey, I'm going for Ross Perot," and that was a ton of votes that could have went for Bush. Well, what did he get, like 18 to 20% of the total electoral votes? And that's just like, yeah, I know this guy. I'm a political nerd. Hey, that's something I'm into. But
you're right. That's about what he got.
Yeah, and that would have helped Clinton lose. But
yeah.
But what did he also say? Yeah, but he increased taxes when he said no new taxes, and guess what happened? Barack Obama's increased taxes tenfold, and he's still gotten elected. It's just amazing to see. What's cool is when you see a lot of these people on the left come out in favor of, like, in Hollywood, coming out on the right side, coming out not on the left, but on the right side, and having conservative views. Because Hollywood has always been seen as very left and progressive and all this. And you know, and I've seen a couple things. I read a couple articles recently where they go back to this. Well, everyone has a trophy when you play sports. You know, I've seen like 3 articles on that, and I think it's kind of, I don't know, because I have mixed emotions, because when I played baseball, we had trophies. We had tiny trophies that they gave because a piece of paper isn't going to last. So they made these little tiny trophies that were participation trophies, little tiny things, but they had these giant trophies for first, second, and third place that you wanted, you know. So, but they act like, well, now kids get the same kind of trophy whether they get first, second, or third, you know. As opposed to, you know, where back in the day, everyone didn't get a trophy. I'm like, we got trophies in 82, 83, 84. They were just little tiny, like 2-inch little things that was just a way to commemorate that you played softball instead of a piece of paper that probably wouldn't survive. And they had these really big, giant trophies if you got first, second, or third that you did everything in your power to get. But it's about 17 minutes left in the program, and I really want to thank you all for tuning in and coming out. And there was a research study that was done that over 90% of the people that were surveyed, a WAPO poll asked Native Americans if the Redskins' name and the logo bothers them. 90% of them said, no, it does not. Get it from the horse's mouth. Smart. Okay, let's just ask Native Americans if they're offended. Don't just assume. Because I remember one time I was watching something on MSNBC, and they say, well, we're going to use the term maybe a couple times that might be offensive to some people. There's debate on taking the Washington football team, the NFL team, the Redskins, you know, not trying to offend anyone. I'm like, really? And 90% of Native Americans they're probably like, most of them when they interview, I'm like, that's just proud to us to have us on a helmet. You know, that just, you know. You know, but hey, just one of those things that, you know. What do you know? You know, Native Americans in support of it when the liberals tried to. It was just one thing they tried to tack on, to try to, you know, to try to get the PC thing to go. But as you all found out, just like these laws that they're trying to pass more and more gun laws, and the more they try to do it, the less it happens. This is what's really crazy. This is North Carolina. This was just done today. In North Carolina, the schools may be, the valedictorians and the salutatorians may be no more. In Wake County, North Carolina, they're unhealthy for students. And I can see that. In one respect, because my sister's valedictorian or whatever, like the number one, she flunked out of college. Culinary school works for me.
Who flunked out of college?
The valedictorian of my sister's high school. So it doesn't really mean anything if you're the salutatorian or valedictorian, you know, but like for me, college, I hated it. I couldn't, when here's a 300-page book, read it by tomorrow with a 20-page paper. Okay. All right. Let me see here. I'll probably get halfway through that book by 8 o'clock in the morning, let alone type the paper. It's like ridiculous. But then culinary school is not any easier because every 2 weeks you're in a different class in a different time doing different things, and you got like, okay, 10 hours from the time you leave class till you have to be back to class, and that doesn't include the 6 hours of homework you got, and then you got to try to sleep for 4 hours, and that's why you go to school in the winter. That way when there's like minus 20 degrees and 10 feet of snow, you're not going to want to go outside. If it was 70 degrees, you'd sit there and go, I want to go outside and do something, but then you wouldn't have time because, hey, you got to no time, and, you know, but they want to do away with that in Wake County, North Carolina, because it's unhealthy. I could potentially see that, yeah, because, you know, it doesn't guarantee anything. Yeah, I mean, but then, like, what do you call the person that has the highest points or the highest grade point average or whatever? I'm just one of those people that watch that spelling bee. Your word is, it's like half of these words I've never even heard of, you know. I'd be like up there like cat, let me see here, cat, country of origin, K-A-T, meh, because my hooked on monkey phonics didn't work. But, you know, I mean, sir, I watch these spelling bees because I watched them one time and I haven't even heard of half of these words. And these kids are like 10 years old and they're like, Cervada Calarocas, country of origin, please? Italy. Can you use it in a sentence, please? I'm like, huh? And it's like, you know, I'm just like, it's just amazing to me. I guess I'm fascinated by things that I can't do. You know? That's why I'll go see someone. I may not like that kind of music, but look at what he's doing on that piano. Or whatever. Wow, what a program, folks. I hope my point of this program, I look at it like I try to educate people. You know, think for yourself. Whatever you believe, use your brain. God gave you one. You know, as many of you know by now, a fellow brother in the business has passed away. Morley Safer, he died. He just retired last week, and he died of 84. And it doesn't matter what you believed or whatever. I always loved watching when I had the time, 60 Minutes, and hearing his little, you know, his stories and stuff, and it was just, you know, he, it's just when you see some of the things that he did, like, wow, took some bravery, you know. I don't know if I could sit there with a video camera and, you know, and doing interviews when guns are being shot at, and he will be sorely missed by everyone who ever watched him on CBS. Got about 9 minutes left, folks. And if you were on planet Mars, or whatever, you probably know by now, unless you were on planet Mars, that Manchester United ended up fifth in the Premier League, missing the qualifications for the Champions League, and they will be in the Europa League next year. And they still have Crystal Palace to play for an FA Cup in Wembley. But there's a lot of controversy going on because there's some major transfers looking at possibly coming to United, and several of them will not go if Louis van Gaal is still there. They will not play. So, Tan Abramovich, he's basically, him and Louis van Gaal, because of what happened at Ajax when they played, when it was a manager player, he won't even consider it. If Louis van Gaal is there, he'll go somewhere else. He'd go anywhere. He won't, you know, and there's a bunch of people that are saying that, you know, is Louis Van Gaal, you know, because Man United's fear is that Louis Van Gaal is scaring away targets and possible great transfers because, you know, and I've not heard one thing as of yet that there's any rumors or anything that Man United is going to terminate Van Gaal. As far as I've read in the UK press, he is still expecting to be the manager. There's no rumors. If they were to come out after the FA Cup and say that he is being terminated, it would be a shock because it's not been, you know, no one's come out with it or said anything. So it's one of those things that I think he's going to be the manager. I just hope that some of these decent players, you know, that like Rafael Varane, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm bad with names. You know, some of these, you know, have the ability to come to United and like they're unhappy at Real Madrid or Barcelona or Arsenal, but at the same time, will they consider playing if Van Gaal's there, or will they be like, sorry, I don't know. I don't look one way. Van Gaal, I don't hate him and I don't like him. I just sometimes wonder if his style of football doesn't work in England. But it works, you know. Would I want him back next year? I would have no problem having Louis Van Gaal back. He's got 1 year left. It's not like he's got 1 year left on his contract when he's done, you know. And potentially, I'd love to see Ryan Giggs get a shot. I really would, you know. He has been with United since day one. So, that's how I look at that, folks. You know, and if you've been also on Mars or Venus or wherever you've been, and I know I've talked about this before, but the 500 is completely and utterly sold out, thanks to, from what I read, scalpers. Yeah, that's right, those frontline tickets. We got the best tickets to anywhere. Not really, because the best tickets are already bought every year by the fans. It'd just be seats that aren't the greatest. But then you can sit anywhere. Once you get in, you can just go in the infield and sit whatever. But, you know, it's just ridiculous because it makes it harder on the fan, you know. If I wasn't a Tigers fan, I'd be a Cubs fan. It would be nuts to see what those World Series tickets would go for. I'd be like, I mean, or what they, not necessarily what they would go for, but what someone would pay. I bet you there'd be someone that would sit there and be like, you know, some high roller that has millions that would sit there and, you know, spending a, you know, $600,000 for a ticket. For him, it would be like pennies. You know. But, yeah. I want to thank you all so, so much for tuning in. Because the show wouldn't be here without you guys. You know, I'd do this for you. You know, when I get home at 7:30 and I write the show, and by 8 o'clock, and I write the show, and come 9 o'clock, I do this, you know. It's just something, I just hope you guys use your free app, your brain. Think while you can. Be grateful for what you have. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't let people dictate what you feel or how you feel. You know, we're Americans. We used to stand for something. Now people are afraid to stand. Well, I might offend someone. Great. I hope I offend someone. I can't make good. Maybe they can come up and say I'm offending them. Because then I can say, what are you doing here? What are you doing in a country that you're offended by? But then I'd probably be called a racist because I want to have someone out of this country. Because he's not an American or he's whatever. I'm like, really? That's what you think, folks. You know? Trump's not racist. He just wants to have secure borders like many other countries have. I want to thank you all, as always, so, so much for tuning in. You know, when you got, you know, because I talk to people all the time, and, you know, I have a lot of friends that are very, very progressive and stuff. So, you know, we finally get to the point now where we just, like, agree to disagree. And it's like, okay, I guess I win that one. Got about 90 seconds left, folks, and what a week, you know. Just remember one thing, you know. Stand up for what you believe. If you believe something, stand for it. Don't let, you know. Okay, well, if they try to tell you it's going to offend somebody in a flag or something, say why. Why are they here then? If, you know, question the very existence. You know, think. Use your brain. You got one. That's why God gave it to you, folks. Like I always say, I don't care what you believe. If you want to support Bernie Sanders, great. Know what he stands for. Know how screwed the country is going to be. Because it's going to be screwed. It's going to be like Russia. Oh, they got toothpaste. I got 10 tubes. I need a toothbrush. Remember, folks, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Till next week, God bless and goodbye.